With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Daily Tech Headlines producer Rich Raffolino, and this is DTNS Photography News Monthly for February 2022, a round of the biggest headlines in photography news you might have missed. And since it's February, we start with Valentine's Day. Photographers wishing to be paired up to work with have a new tool available to them. ShootWith.me is a service that pairs photographers of varying skill levels and studios for hire. It's supported by a monthly fee that increases as experience goes up, offering photography assistant, second shooter, and professional tiers at $10, $20, and $35 per month, respectively. Users are able to set their availability and hourly rates, upload a small portfolio, and add additional information about the gear they use, experience level, and past work. The K-Lens 1 was announced last year, and a Kickstarter campaign begun soon after. The startup promised a lens that would work with any camera you own, with the big feature being it would gather depth information for your images and allow you to refocus your images after they were shot light field imagery style. Alas, the company has shut down the Kickstarter, citing new estimates for production and retail costs not being tenable for the quality product they wanted to release. Western Digital, one of the largest suppliers of flash memory in the world, announced that two of its factories in Japan were contaminated, which will cause a total loss of around 6.5 exabytes of flash storage. Details of the material contamination were not provided, and Western Digital has not offered a timeline for when production at the two facilities will continue. The production stoppage is expected to hit the flash storage market on the whole, so you can expect prices for everything from SD cards to NVMe drives to rise over the next few months. NPD Group, a point-of-sale research firm, has released its 2021 data, and Sony came out swinging, say were the number one mirrorless camera brand in 2021, while Canon touted the number one position in the digital camera industry in 2021. Who was right? Well, as YM Cinema Magazine clarified this month, it really depends on how you crunch the numbers. Many times statistics are aggregated in such a way that it can kind of tell the story as you want to read it. This is the case here with Sony and Canon, citing ambiguous details such as internal research and footnoting all their claims with notable exceptions. So, who's the top camera brand in the world? Probably Apple. Before we get into product announcements and the like, let me impose a story that's only loosely photography related, but I'm just too excited not to mention it. The James Webb Space Telescope has sent back its first image. The image, basically a collage of 18 images of the same star, was taken as one of the first steps to aligning the 18 individual mirrors and comprise the primary mirror. Why is this blurry, multifocused image so important? It shows that the JWST is operational and can identify and target a star. Eventually, the JWST will provide images of objects in space magnitudes of distance further than the Hubble telescope has provided using its four distinct and purpose-built cameras. The JWST is expected to be fully operational later this year. I can't wait! Moving on to product announcements, Zoom, the company known for portable audio recording solutions, has updated its portable video option with the announcement of the Zoom Q8 4K. It offers 4K 30 frame per second recording through a f2.8 150 degree wide angle lens, a flip out screen, and up to 512 gigabytes of storage through micro SD cards. While it has built-in stereo microphones, it also boasts two XLR inputs with Phantom Power, all in a very small package. It retails for $399 and will be available soon. OM System announced the OM-1, reportedly the last camera to bear the venerable Olympus name, and is billed as a true successor to the original OM film cameras of yore. The camera boasts a stacked 20-megapixel micro four-thirds sensor, up to 120 frames per second capture, 5-axis in-body image stabilization, good for 7 stops, a handheld assist feature that OM System says will aid in capturing long exposures without a tripod. Then on the video side, the OM-1 supports up to 4K resolution, up to 240p, and up to 10-bit H.265 internal recording, depending on the settings, and up to 12-bit 444 to an external recorder. The OM-1 will be available in March, starting at $2,199. Not to be left behind in the Micro Four Thirds arena, Panasonic announced the Lumix DCG-H6, a video-centric camera boasting a 25.2-megapixel sensor, not stacked, 14 frames per second shooting, and 5.7K 30 frame per second video in Apple ProRes 422 HQ format. Capability scales to full HD recording at 240p and can get up to 300p using variable frame rates. The 5-axis gyro sensor offers up to 7.5 stops of image stabilization, with the company's dual IS offering help for handheld shots. The GH6 will be available in limited channels for $2,199 in mid-March. Sigma launched its first lenses for Fuji's X-mount, a 16mm, 30mm, and 56mm, all in its contemporary line with maximum apertures of f1.4. These lenses are new to Fuji, but have been around for other crop sensor mounts for years, including Canon EFM, Leica L, Micro Four Thirds, and Sony E-mounts. Sigma also plans to release a Fuji version of its 18-50 f2.8 DCDN contemporary lens by the end of the year. For the iPhone shooters out there looking for a tripod solution, you'll be happy to learn that Apple has filed a patent for a MagSafe adapter for just that purpose. While third-party mounts have been around for a while, it's a promising sign that Apple themselves are taking these possibilities seriously and that MagSafe mounting will be around for the foreseeable future. Both Sony and Canon have made it clear that they are moving away from legacy glass. Sony has removed all A-mount lenses from their Japanese website, and while there's still a few lenses on the US version, distributors such as B&H are removing listings as well. Meanwhile, Canon has removed all but 9 of the most popular EF mount lenses from their sites. Neither of these moves are particularly surprising, since the newer E-mount and RF mount lenses, respectively, have been received by the photography community in general as being superior in image quality and features. In December, Canon confirmed the 1DX Mark III would be its last flagship DSLR. The Austrian company Angelbird, known for its premium digital storage solutions, has introduced a new CF Express Type B card that can store up to 4 terabytes. With peak read speeds of 1,785 megabytes per second and write speeds of 1,550 megabytes per second, the company says the cards are fast enough to record up to 12K raw video. Good luck finding a camera that can do that. The cards won't come cheap, however, with the 4-terabyte version currently available for pre-order for $1,800. Japan's biggest photo trade show, CP Plus, was a virtual event for the second consecutive year. The event had been scheduled to take place starting February 24th with a hybrid in-person component. Unsurprisingly, surging COVID cases and anxiety in Japan over rising cases were cited for the change. If you've ever wondered what cartoon characters would look like in real life, Brazilian artist Hidreli Leili Diao has scoured the internet to find pictures of people with similar traits, then used a combination of Photoshop and the AI platform FaceApp, Gradient, and Remini to form composites of those features into lifelike portraits. There's a link in the show notes to their Instagram profile where you can browse the composites and judge for yourself. New color film brands are fairly common, usually taking an existing Kodak stock and slapping a new label on it. But the German film company Adox released Color Mission, a new ISO 200 color negative film. The film was actually co-researched and coded for Adox by a now bankrupt company. Adox calls this a reverse Kickstarter, using the proceeds of the sale of this film to fund R&D into its own independent color chemistry. Adox says this could take up to 4 years, but says its supply of the initial Color Mission run should last it until it can start producing new film. For all you Polaroid and Instax aficionados out there, Nons has launched a Kickstarter for an EF mount interchangeable lens camera that uses Fujifilm Instax Square Film. They've already released one that can do Instax Mini Film. The fully manual camera will have a standard hot shoe for flashes, internal battery for up to 100 shots that can be charged through USB, and 10 shutter modes ranging from 1/250th of a second all the way up to 999 seconds in bulb mode. Sorry if you over 1,000 second bulb mode people. Expected final price is around $580, releasing in June 2022. That's all the big photography news you may have missed this month. This episode was produced with associate producer Anthony Lemos, and we'll be back next month for another roundup. You can send us your favorite stories and headlines to feedback at dailytechnewsshow.com. And keep up to date on everything DTNS on Instagram under the handle at DTNSPIX. Thanks for listening, and remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.